Hey everyone, I've been reflecting on the recent US government scrutiny of Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models, and it really drives home a critical reality for all of us. We're looking at an inevitable future where AI systems develop advanced, and let's be honest, potentially hazardous capabilities. It's a lot to process, but we have to face it together.
You're absolutely right. And while I deeply appreciate the intent behind regulatory interventions to curb those risks, we have to be realistic. They simply cannot halt the underlying trajectory of AI advancement. The pace of innovation just outstrips policy.
That's exactly the core issue, isn't it? We're watching this massive, rapid technological sprint completely outpace our slow-moving governance frameworks. It feels like we're trying to put training wheels on a jet, and it's genuinely concerning.
And it gets more complex because those advanced capabilities, including ones useful for cyber attacks, aren't really added on purpose. They emerge naturally as byproducts just from making the models smarter and more autonomous.
Which leads us straight into that fundamental dual-use dilemma. The exact same neural pathways that let an AI write secure code or patch vulnerabilities can effortlessly be flipped to generate malware, discover zero-day exploits, or craft highly targeted phishing campaigns. It's a double-edged sword we can't ignore.
Precisely. And because those skills are so deeply woven into the model's architecture, trying to surgically remove the dangerous parts without degrading the overall intelligence is, frankly, nearly impossible with current methods.
On top of that, we have to remember the global nature of all this. Even if one region locks down strict regulations, knowledge and open source models keep advancing worldwide. You really can't contain it to one border, and that keeps me up at night sometimes.
When we talk about this in practice, we're looking at very concrete functions. Automated vulnerability scanning, malicious code generation, sophisticated social engineering, and activity obfuscation. These aren't just theoretical risks anymore. They are operational realities.
And as these models become more agentic, it's scary to think how much they lower the technical barrier to cybercrime. We're talking about empowering individuals with minimal expertise to cause substantial, real-world damage. We really need to step up our game.
Given that inevitability, we have to admit that traditional safety strategies just aren't going to cut it anymore. We need to evolve our approach, and quickly.
I couldn't agree more. Relying solely on government regulation or hoping for developer self-restraint is just insufficient at this scale. We need a completely different, more proactive mindset.
Which is why a multi-layered safety framework is absolutely required. We can't rely on a single line of defense. We need overlapping safeguards.
Exactly. That means implementing rigorous red teaming to catch vulnerabilities before deployment, deploying real-time monitoring systems to spot malicious AI use, and building robust guardrails that actually control and audit model interactions right at the point of use. It's about building in safety, not bolting it on.
And for that to work, success demands unprecedented transparency. We need genuine industry-government collaboration and an open sharing of safety research to build a true collective defense.
So the critical takeaway here is clear, and I think it's time we all face it. We can no longer treat dangerous AI capabilities as some anomaly we can just ban or delay.
They are an inherent feature of increasingly intelligent systems. Accepting that is the necessary first step.
Right. The path forward requires us to accept this reality and pivot hard toward resilient, adaptive safety measures. It's about working intelligently with the technology, not just against it.
By prioritizing rigorous testing, global cooperation, and controlled deployment, we can actually mitigate these risks while still harnessing AI's incredible transformative potential.
And that's the beautiful, challenging part. The technology is here to stay, and our real job now is to ensure it operates responsibly. Thanks for walking through this with me.